1490 WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. WGCH New Center Time is 8:21, third Thursday of each month. We check in with the Greenwich Association of Realtors, get our Greenwich Real Estate Report. Executive Vice President Stacy Lowe, 2024 GAR President Brian Tunney joins me. Good morning, Stacy, and good morning, Brian. Hope you guys are doing well today.
Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Tony.
All right, Stacy, give us the lowdown on what happened in October of this month. Any good news?
The lowdown. I like what you did there.
All right. Oh, you know, that's not intentional.
Accident.
No pun intended.
Yes. All right. So for the month of October, we saw 34 single-family residential closings across all areas of Greenwich. That's compared to 38 closings in October 23. Median sale price increased just over 32% to $3.397 million and from the median sale price in October 23, which was just over $2.5 million. The average days on market were 106 days, and that's just about a 2% increase from 104 days in October 23, so pretty on trend there. And then in terms of new inventory, 57 new single-family listings were brought to the market in October 24. That is almost 4% increase in new listings when compared to October 23 when there were 55 new listings. At the month end, active single-family inventory totaled 167 units. That is a 2.3% decrease from October 23 when there were 171 units available. When we look at condos and co-ops, we had 13 closings reported across all areas of Greenwich, and that is an increase compared to October 23 when there were 12, so very slight increase there. Median sale price increased 35% to $1.3 million from the median sale price in October 23, which was $962,000. Average days on market were 49. That is a 48% decrease from 96 days in October 23. So much quicker moving there. And then in terms of inventory, 20 new condo and co-op listings were brought to the market in October 24. That is a decrease of 5 units. So there were 15 units in October 23. At the month's end, total inventory for condos and co-ops was 33 units, and that is a 17.5% decrease from October 23 when there were 40 units available.
All right.
And just in terms of pending sales, as of the close of business yesterday, we had 67 single family and 14 condo and co-ops.
All right. Thank you, Stacy. Okay, Brian, the quote I have from you is that we saw interesting shifts in October. What does that mean?
Well, we clearly see a much higher median price because there are just so fewer lower priced homes on the market, and we're still seeing very strong demand for Greenwich, and we're also seeing lower inventory, which is typical for this time of year.
Now that we, we spoke with you last time we did was before Election Day. Do we expect now that everything's been decided as far as the president's concerned, a stabilization, or how do we see things moving forward? Throw that to either you, Stacy or Brian. Go ahead.
I'll just say that we think that interest rates will start to stabilize. We think mortgage rates are going to be, plus or minus right around 6%. So that will help new home buyers or buyers in general. And a more resilient market, and what we're hoping for is just to get some more inventory.
Stacy, are we heading to the slow time now as we get toward Christmas time?
Yeah, so the holidays can be a slower time. There's also typically, people trying to make decisions before the end of the year. But then you have people holding off until the end of the year, too. So it's really, you never really know what to expect for the end of the year. But typically, it is slightly slower than other quarters throughout the year.
Yeah, I mean, you have a lot of factors, right? I mean, there's talk of what bonuses that people might get at the end of the year, that kind of stuff, balanced with the Christmas season. Is that all right?
Yeah, absolutely. So that'll factor into what decisions get made in the first quarter and second quarter of next year. If people, you know, if bonuses are good for people, then potentially that means moves in the new year. So we will keep an eye on that.
All right. Well, certainly with the Christmas season, you can really gussy up the home and have some good staging, right, if you want to sell it, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, I think in Greenwich in particular, Greenwich and Old Greenwich, all throughout the town, really, this is when it is just so beautiful to see how much the community comes together. We're really excited to be one of the presenting sponsors of the Lights on Greenwich Avenue this year and contributing to the lights in Old Greenwich on Sound Beach Avenue, and that's just, it really helps bring the holiday spirit to town, and we love to be a part of it.
Yes, bravo to that. All right, Stacy Lowe, Brian Tunney, Greenwich Association of Realtors, appreciate your time as always this morning, and we'll talk in December as we get toward Christmas and see how things transpire for this month in November.
Sounds great.
Take care,
Brian. Thank you very much, Tony. Take care. Bye-bye.
That's Stacy Lowe, Executive Vice President, Greenwich Association of Realtors. Brian Tunney, 2024 GAR President, Greenwich Real Estate Report, the third Thursday of each month at this time.